Senator Burns and I worked for more than 4 years on this legislation, and it is particularly important that it pass today. Every single day, Mr. President, the flood of pornographic and sleazy spam grows, and with this legislation, Congress is beginning to stem the tide. But when this bill takes effect, the big-time spammers who up to this point face no consequences for all practical purposes will suddenly be at risk of criminal prosecution, Federal Trade Commission enforcement, and million-dollar lawsuits by state attorneys general and internet service providers. So I believe, Mr. President, that if there are a number of these key enforcement actions taken immediately after this legislation is passed, this will set in place the kind of deterrent that's going to allow us to say it is a different day. The big-time spammers are going to face some consequences when they flood our citizens and our families with this trash and this pornography. But it is important to remember what the Congress is doing now. And that is that Congress is saying that spamming is an outlaw business. It is an outlaw business that is going to be treated as an area of priority for prosecutors and law enforcement officials. That has not been the case in the past, Mr. President and colleagues. Essentially, spamming, when Senator Burns and I pursued this a number of years ago, a lot of people said, why in the world would a couple of United States senators be tackling this issue? They really intimated it really wasn't worthy of the Senate's time. Well, spam has grown so extraordinarily in the last few years. Now people have been clamoring about why the United States Senate isn't moving ahead with this legislation that they think is important because spam is such an intrusion in their lives every single day. I happen to think that the First Amendment is special. People ought to have the right to communicate. But citizens also ought to have the right to say, we've had enough. We don't want to have people flooding us with this kind of information. That is the principle that's at stake here. And I'm glad that this pro-consumer measure, a measure that I think makes a beginning in the effort against big-time spammers, is passing and will be of great benefit to consumers in the days ahead.